Hare Krishna. So you all had a break? Okay, should we resume? So in this way, Hanuman won the confidence of Sita Devi, and then Sita Devi was talking to Hanuman. And finally Hanuman gave Lord Ram's ring to Sita, recognizing that and seeing the name of her beloved husband on the inside band, Sita's face blossomed with joy, as if she were experiencing the arrival of Ram himself. She said, "O Hanuman, I am eternally indebted to you for this gift. You are so magnanimous to have come here for my sake. Now please tell me more about Ram." Then with folded hands, Hanuman told, "It is only because Ram doesn't know where you are that Ram is not coming here. Now when I go and give the news to Ram that you are here, he will come and he will vanquish Ravan and rescue you." Then Sita told that, "Please tell Ram to come quickly, because I have only two more months. If Ram doesn't come within these 2 more months, then Ravan will kill me." And so then Hanuman said that, "Look, I can carry you back to Kishkindha and join you with Ram." Then Sita was at first thrilled to hear about the prospect, but then she considered that your proposal is quite like that a monkey would present. How can someone so small even think of carrying me across the ocean? Because Hanuman was assuming his small form. So how can someone so small? So Hanuman felt offended at that. So Hanuman expanded himself into a gigantic form and showed Sita. So Sita was thrilled to see that. Said that, and he actually told that, "If I want, I can uproot the entire Lanka along with all the Rakshasas and take it there. We'll carry it back to Ram. So please give up your doubts about me." So then Sita said that, "You're certainly strong enough to take me across the creek, to carry me across the ocean. But I don't think it's a good idea." Said that, "What if I become faint as you dash across? And if I fall in the ocean that is infested with crocodiles and sharks and all kinds of aquatic? And besides that, when the Rakshasas attack you, then you will be engaged in fighting with them. Then what will happen to me?" But finally, she actually told that, if you carry me like that, then that will simply diminish the glory of Ram. As if Ram couldn't protect me, so somebody else had to do it for. And then she told that, "Besides that, Hanuman, I don't want to go back the way I was brought in here by somebody. At that time, I was helpless. How can I touch any other man, being a married woman?" So now Ram must come here himself to rescue me, killing the wicked Ravana. This act alone would be worthy of enhancing his glorious reputation. So Hanuman agreed with that. He said that, yes, I appreciate. And what you said is befitting a chaste and righteous wife of Ram. I will now leave, but give me something as a token that I can convince Ram that I met you. So Sita said, when you meet him, you tell him that once when we were sitting together, then Ram fell asleep in the forest. Then a crow came and started to peck me on my breast. And the blood fell on Ram's body and Ram woke up. And seeing that my breasts have been pecked, he became very, very angry. So he just took a blade of grass and he turned that blade of grass into Brahmastra. And he released that Brahmastra to kill the crow. The crow was actually the son of Indra, Jayanta. And then Jayanta fell at Ram's feet and begged forgiveness. So Ram forgave him, but he said that now that I have released the Brahmastra, it must not come back without hitting any target. So it was directed towards Indra's son's eye. So that's how he became blind with one eye. So you tell Ram that he used a Brahmastra to an insignificant crow. Now why doesn't he come and rescue me from Ravan? Why doesn't he attack Ravan now? Does Ram no longer have any affection for me? In some former life, I must have committed an abominable sin to cause Ram to disregard me like this. Hoping to encourage despondent Sita, Hanuman reassured her, Ram is feeling great separation from you and is merged in an ocean of sorrow. Now please give me some object that I can show to Ram. Sita sighed and said, at last I now have some real hope of being rescued. Somehow you must urge Ram to come quickly, for it must pass through another month away from him. I will surely die from grief. Sita produced a bright jewel from her cloth that she formerly used to ornament her head. Giving it to Hanuman, she said, when Ram sees this jewel, he'll remember three persons. Since it was given to me by my mother as a dowry gift in the presence of Lord Ram and her father, O Hanuman, please return quickly and urge Ram to terminate my unbearable suffering. So Hanuman reassured her, don't worry, Ram will come very soon. Along with Lakshman and the heroic monkeys, as they come here to slay Ravan and the Rakshasas. So, after leaving Sita, Hanuman thought that since I have come here, I must check Ravan's strength. So he started to plunder the Ashoka forest. He started to uproot all the trees, and in no time the whole garden was completely destroyed. Now hearing that sound, all the Rakshasis woke up and they saw a gigantic monkey sitting on the gate of the wall, gate of the garden. Hanuman was waiting for others to come. Now this is very interesting. So when Ravan was reported what has happened by the Rakshasis who were guarding Sita, then Ravan sent 80,000 soldiers to defeat that fierce Rakshasis to capture Hanuman. When the army came in front of Hanuman brandishing their weapon, Hanuman further expanded his form and began slashing his tail. And with the tail only, he started to beat them up. And it created such a loud sound that reverberated through Lanka. Hanuman then challenged all those Rakshasas, saying, "I am a servant of Lord Ram. If I like, I can kill 1,000 Ravanas." As Hanuman roared menacingly, the Rakshasas became afraid, very, very afraid. Regardless, they began attacking him from all sides. Hanuman grabbed an iron rod, and while flying through the air, he slaughtered the whole Rakshasa army. Just with one rod, he slaughtered and annihilated the whole Rakshasa army. The few survivors hurried back to Ravan to inform him of the massacre. Upon hearing this news, Ravana's eyes rolled with rage. He then ordered his extremely powerful son of Prahastha named Jambumali to go and fight Hanuman. Prahastha was Ravan's chief minister. So his son was Jambumali. And meanwhile, Hanuman began to destroy the immense temple of the Rakshasa's guardian deity. He just plundered the temple, broke the temple, located in the Ashoka Grove. Anyway, Jambumali then arrived on the scene, riding upon a chariot, without wasting time, Jambumali struck Hanuman in the mouth with one arrow and his arms with 10 more. As blood covered the entire face, Hanuman, becoming angry, grabbed a huge rock and hurled it to Jambumali with great force. Jambumali, however, broke that boulder with 10 arrows. Hanuman then uprooted a large tree and began to whirl it around. Jambumali easily broke the tree into pieces with 4 arrows, even before it left Hanuman's hand. The Rakshasa then pierced Hanuman's arm with 5 more arrows and his chest with 10 more shafts and a dart. Hanuman remained undaunted. The great monkey warrior then picked up an iron bar and twirled it forcefully, smashing it against Jambumali's chest. The iron bar hit the Rakshasa so violently that his head, legs, chariot and donkeys, his chariot was carried by donkeys, could no longer be distinguished from one another. They all became one pulp. Lump of flesh. Hearing of Jambumali's death, Ravan became extremely infuriated, enraged, and commanded the 7 sons of his chief minister to attack the Hanuman with a large army. Thereafter, when the Rakshasa approached the Ashoka Grove upon their chariot, they saw Hanuman stationed at the garden arched gate. The Rakshasas immediately began showering their arrows so heavily that Hanuman was momentarily obscured from view. But what Hanuman did? He jumped up to avoid those arrows. And then Hanuman roaring loudly, within moments Hanuman struck down innumerable Rakshasas with his hand and feet, while he tore others to pieces with his nails. Others were crushed by impact of Hanuman's chest and thigh, and while still others simply fell to the ground, stunned with fear of Hanuman's roar. When all seven sons of the chief minister were slain, the remaining warriors panicked and fled. Hanuman returned to the archway, awaiting further combat. Ravana then sent five of his leading generals along with a large army, saying, "I want you to capture this Hanuman, for he could not be a mere monkey. He must be a super powerful being." So then they came, these five generals came and attacked Hanuman. The first one to attack was a general named Durdhara. He attacked Hanuman, but Hanuman swelled immensely in size. Then leaping into the sky, he fell. He expanded his body into a gigantic form, and he leaped into the sky, and then he fell on Durdhara's chariot, and the whole chariot was crushed and Durdhara was killed. Enraged at the destruction of their comrade, now two other generals named Birupaksha and Jupaksha suddenly sprang into the air and struck Hanuman's chest with their clubs. Undaunted, Hanuman swooped down to the ground, uprooted a tall tree and struck the two generals dead. Just with one tree, he struck these two generals dead. Then two remaining generals, Proghosh and Bhashakarna, came before Hanuman and pierced him with a spear and dart, causing his body to become covered with blood. Enraged, Hanuman then quickly tore off a mountain peak with all its animals and trees and pounded the two Rakshasas into mere pulp. So this is the potency of a devotee of the Lord. Materially it is impossible. How can one fight like this with an entire army? No weapon, just with trees and boulders and some iron rod. Upon hearing of this massacre, Ravan simply glanced at his son, Aksha. He was a young boy. So just as Ravan looked at him, Aksha immediately sprang up and he mounted on his mysterious chariot, which could travel through the air and was drawn by eight horses, and he approached the Ashoka Grove. Aksha began showering all his arrows on Hanuman as he came to close quarters. A fierce duel ensued, which made the earth begin to quake, and the sun became dim, and the wind ceased to blow. When Aksha managed to pierce Hanuman's head with three arrows, Hanuman began to expand his body, while the Rakshasa warrior continued to shower arrows on him. The young Aksha was childishly proud of his strength and came fearlessly before Hanuman, like an elephant approaches a well covered with grass. After being struck by Akshat's arrows, Hanuman assumed an awesome feature and sprang into the air. Akshat closely followed him while constantly releasing his arrow. However, Hanuman successfully dodged them while coursing through the sky. When an arrow suddenly pierced his chest, Hanuman mentally praised the skill of his enemy, thinking, although a young boy, this Rakshasa is fighting very heroically, and I really do not wish to kill him. However, as the battle progresses, his prowess only increases. If I do not kill him, I may become defeated. Therefore, it behooves me to kill him immediately, just as a spreading fire should be extinguished at once. Increasing his speed, Hanuman killed all of Akshat's horses with a slap of his hand, causing the disabled chariot to fall on the ground, smashed to pieces. Akshat took up his bow and sword, jumped from the ruined chariot, and ascended into the sky like a rishi on his way to heaven. Agile Hanuman, however, caught Akshat by the legs. Then, spinning him around thousands of times, he dashed the son of Ravana violently to the ground. With all his limbs broken and his chest crushed, Akshat gave up his life while vomiting blood. So just one Hanuman, what a massacre he caused. Now this is not the end. So then what happens? When the news reached Ravan, infuriated, then called Indrajit. Indrajit is Ravan's eldest son, and he was as powerful as Ravan. He could fight invisibly. He could become invisible and fight. So, anyway, Indrajit and Hanuman fought for a long time. No one could defeat each other. Then finally, Indrajit released Brahmastra to bind Hanuman. Hanuman could understand that he was being bound by the power of Lord Brahma in the form of a weapon. At the same time, he could remember receiving a benediction from Lord Brahma that such a weapon would lose its effectiveness after a short while. So although Brahma should bind him, but after a short while, its power will disappear. And then Hanuman thought, let me take this opportunity to see Ravan. So Hanuman allowed him to be bound, and then Indrajit's, Ravan's soldiers came, and Rakshasa's warriors came and tied Hanuman with strong ropes. But when they tied him with ropes, the power of Brahmastra was gone. As soon as Hanuman was tied up by their ropes, the effects of the Brahmastra became nullified. Hanuman allowed himself to be tied up by the Rakshasas, pretending to feel pain, so he could get a chance to meet Ravan. Indrajit could understand that Hanuman was feigning bondage. Being free from the effects of the Brahmastra has been nullified. It cannot be evoked again against the same adversary. Anyway, then Hanuman was taken to Ravan, and so Ravan asked, who are you? Who is this monkey-like creature? We should kill him at once, eat him up, let's roast him. That's the Rakshasa said. Hanuman was face to face with Ravan. Ravan ordered his ministers to interrogate Hanuman. In reply, Hanuman said, "I am a messenger from Sugriv, the king of the monkeys, who sends you his best wishes. The noble-minded Sugriva hopes that you are conducting yourself according to the principles of religion and that your kingdom is therefore prospering." Hanuman thought, with Ravan's charm, presence of mind, courage, splendor, and auspicious bodily symptoms, he could have surpassed even Indra in glory had he not become averse to righteousness. And Ravana also, seeing Hanuman, was awestruck. He was thinking, who is this? Is this Nandi? The bull carrier of Lord Shiva, Nandi, the bull carrier of Shiva who cursed me previously when I mocked him? Or is this Bana, the king of Asuras, disguised as a monkey? Now Hanuman continued to speak. I have simply come here with the desire of meeting Ravan. I knew that an insignificant person like me would have a difficult time gaining the king's audience. Therefore, I destroyed his pleasure garden with the hope that I would be captured and brought to the royal assembly. I didn't intend to harm anyone, but when the Rakshasa warriors attacked me, I was forced to kill them in self-defense. Then he started to disclose the real reason. Hanuman said that I have been sent as the envoy of Lord Ram, the son of Maharaj Dasharath. And he told Ravan, he appealed to Ravan, "Ravan, you know the religious principles, you know the results of sinful activities. You know that it is extremely sinful to steal somebody else's wife. Then why are you doing that? Return Sita to Ram. He will forgive you, because Ram by nature is very generous." But Ravan didn't want to listen to the Hanuman's good suggestion. He rather ordered, "Kill this monkey." Then Vibhishan came and said, "Look, Ravan, a messenger cannot be killed, should not be killed." Ravan didn't want to listen to the good advice of Vibhishan. He still ordered that. He justified that. The Ravan justified, "There is no sin incurred for killing an evildoer. Let Hanuman die." Vibhishana then argued, "In the scriptures, there is no injunction that a messenger can be killed. Indeed, his limbs can be mutilated, he can be punished, he can be flogged, and his head can be shaved and branded. He can..." And then he said that he is just a messenger. What will you gain by killing him? Rather, kill the person who... Try to kill the person who is your actual enemy, the one who sent Hanuman. So then Ravan suggested that he said that the monkeys take a lot of pride in their tail. So burn the tail of the... Set his tail in fire. So that way, we won't kill him, but his tail will be burnt, and then everybody will be able to see what a great hero he is. And in this way, he will become a laughing stock of everyone. So, getting that instruction, the Rakshasas tied up cloth on Hanuman's tail and set it on fire. And then Hanuman expanded his body into a gigantic form again, and he soared into the sky, and he entered into he first went to Hanuman jumped onto the roof of the Prime Minister's house, Ravan's Prime Minister's house, and setting it in fire, then jumping from rooftop to rooftop, he started to ignite a great fire that spread all over Lanka, avoiding only the palace of Vibhishan. The only house that he spared was the palace of Vibhishan. And that burning of the Lanka created so much heat, intense heat, that all the gold that were used in building and silver melted. And with all the valuable jewels, they all started to flow through the streets of the city and filled up the moat also outside. But then Hanuman, it occurred to Hanuman that in this fire, what will happen to Sita? She may get burnt. And he started to curse himself. Why did I act in such an in a stupid way? He said, like when a person who acts in thoughtful manner, he simply creates disturbance to everyone. One who acts in a thoughtless manner. No. And then Siddhas and Charanas came to Hanuman, who were watching, and reported that Sita is safe. Then Hanuman became consoled. So in the meantime, Sita approached Agni in the sacrificial fire that she was keeping and pleaded to Agni to be... She got the news that Hanuman has been set into fire. Hanuman has been burnt. So that his tail has been burnt. So Sita then prayed to Agni to be kind to Hanuman. And all of a sudden Hanuman felt that he was not feeling the heat anymore. And he felt as if they have tied his tail with ice. It felt so cool and so soothing. And wind also started to blow at that time, causing relief to Hanuman's agony. So Hanuman was surprised. So then when Hanuman heard that Sita was safe, Hanuman then came to Sita and overjoyed and relieved, Hanuman rushed to where Sita was staying. Upon seeing her, he shed tears of happiness. Sita again pleaded, "Dear Hanuman, please remain here just for one day. I gain great relief from my burning grief by your association. Indeed, your return is uncertain, as is my survival, because of my intense unhappiness. I don't see how Ram, Lakshman and the monkeys will ever be able to cross the ocean. Regardless, you must urge them to come quickly and rescue me, for I do not feel I can remain alive under these conditions." Then Hanuman jump back to the other side of the ocean. So when they saw Hanuman coming back, Jambavan, Angad, Mainda and Duvida, his other four associates, became extremely happy. They started to jump with joy because they knew Hanuman would never come back without the news of Sita. So they, when Hanuman came, they all embraced him, and Hanuman told them what actually happened. And so then they decided to go back to Kishkinda to inform Ram. So on the way, the monkeys wanted to have some honey, drink some honey. So they came across Madhuban, which was the favorite, which was actually Sugriv's garden. And they started to drink honey and eat fruits there. And drinking so much honey, they all became intoxicated. And they started to plunder the garden, the Madhuban. It was actually a heavenly forest owned by Sugriv. And the garden, the keeper of that garden was a monkey called Dadhimukh. His business was to guard. So when Dadhimukh saw that the other monkeys are plundering the forest, drinking the honey and destroying the garden, he came out with weapons with other monkeys. And he slapped, he started to slap the monkeys. And the other monkeys became angry with that. Then Angad just caught hold of him and started to beat him up. Although Dadhimukh was Angad's grand uncle. Angad grabbed Dadhimukh, who happened to be his great grand uncle, and after throwing him on the ground, began to beat him mercilessly. So being beaten like, being treated like that, Dadhimukh got very upset, and with all the other monkeys, he went to report to Sugriv. And he thought that when Sugriv gets to know that, Sugriv will come and kill all these monkeys for this misdeed. But when he reported to Sugriv, then that Hanuman and Angad and all these other monkeys have been plundering his garden like that, Sugriv became very excited. He said, that means Hanuman has come back with the good news. Because if they didn't have the good news, they wouldn't act like that. They would not partake to drinking honey and plundering the forest like that. So he told Dadhimukh that although you came to report to me complaining against them, but actually you are a bearer of good news. In the meantime, Ram and Lakshman also came. So Sugriv informed that Hanuman must have come back with the good news. So then they saw Hanuman and other monkeys are returning. So then Hanuman related to them Sita's message. He told Ram what Sita, the message she gave, that how Indra's son Jayanta, in the form of a crow, pecked on her breast, and Ram released the Brahmastra, just turned the Kusha grass into a Brahmastra and released it to kill that crow. And you have protected me in such a way those days. Why don't you come to rescue me now? And then he showed Ram the jewel that Sita gave. And actually Ram then told them that that jewel was actually given to Maharaj Janak by Indra when Indra was pleased with his sacrificial performance. Then he's saying, he related to that, related to Ram, that you chastise Indra's son, Jayanta. After Ram, although Ram is unlimitedly powerful and unconquerable, he does not come here to rescue me. I can only conclude that this misfortune is the result of some terrible sin I committed in the past life. And then Hanuman told that I offered to carry Sita back to you, but she refused, for she was unwilling to touch another male. Again and again she said, you must convince Ram to come here quickly to rescue me. My grief is practically unbearable, and I do not know how much longer I can go on living. O Hanuman, how will Ram, Lakshman and the monkeys will ever be able to cross over the ocean to Lanka? I know you are able to kill Ravan and deliver me to Ram. However, it is my desire that Ram himself come here to rescue me. So his spotless reputation will be further enhanced. I do not wish to be returned to Ram the way I was brought to Lanka, carried by another. Hanuman concluded, I assured Sita that the other monkeys were superior to me and could easily jump over the ocean to Lanka. I also told her that if necessary, I could carry you and Lakshman too on my back. In this way, I pacified Sita a little. However, considering her precarious condition, I urge you to quickly devise some means whereby we can all attack Lanka without further delay. So in this way, Hanuman found Sita and plundered Lanka and showed his prowess, which actually caused a lot of fear and anxiety in the heart of Ravan and his accomplices. So Ramayana is so wonderful. As I mentioned earlier, that now it's up to us whether we will accept them as the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or just some activities of just a fairy tale describing some fictitious stories. So our business is, no matter how incredible it may appear, our business is to accept them as the absolute truth. That way our faith unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be established. If we accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that means we are accepting him as all-powerful. So the one who is all-powerful, can he do anything he wants? Is there anything impossible for an all-powerful person? No. And he can empower his devotees also to perform inconceivable activities. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So Sundar Kanda was a very long chapter. I have been able to cover it today. So next is Yuddha Kanda, which we'll cover tomorrow and day after tomorrow. That will leave one day free for us to discuss and answer questions. That day we will, the one take one whole day to get into that. Now you just hear the narration. And if you have questions...